prayed for God to stop the storm, just like Jesus did. But lightning struck when I went back upstairs.
Even though God didn't stop the storm, He's always right there with you. Do you get afraid when lightning and thunder strike? If so, you're going to want to hear our story on Keys for Kids. Did you know that the Bible says do not be afraid 365 times? That's one reminder for every day of the year. There are a lot of scary things in the world. Some people are afraid of animals, others are afraid of sickness, and some are scared of thunderstorms. But no matter what makes you afraid, remember you can trust Jesus to be with you every second of every day. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, when the disciples were afraid of a storm, Jesus told them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." Our story today is called Alone in the Storm. "Can we go upstairs soon?" Madison clutched her knees to her chest. She'd never liked the basement, and she didn't like sitting down here to wait out a storm. Jenny, Madison's babysitter, nodded. "Soon, Mads. The storm will pass over soon." Madison wasn't so sure, but then she had an idea. Last week's Sunday school lesson flashed through her mind, the story of how Jesus calmed the storm. "I know what we have to do," Madison said. "We have to pray." Jenny smiled. "I think that's a great idea." Madison bowed her head. "God, please stop this storm right now. Amen." Then Madison stood and ran up the stairs. Jenny called after her, but Madison didn't look back. She had prayed, the storm was gone. But the moment Madison flung open the basement door, a bolt of lightning lit up the room. Madison cried out in fear. She turned around and ran right back down to Jenny as fast as she could, eyes filled with tears. "Why didn't God stop the storm?" Madison asked. "I don't understand." Jenny wiped Madison's tears away. "There's a story in the Bible where Jesus' friends are on a boat in the middle of a storm. Jesus walks out to them on the water and tells them not to be afraid because he is with them. But you know what's crazy? He doesn't stop the storm right away. First, he invites his friend Peter to walk on the water to see him, even though the storm is still going." Madison frowned. "Why did he wait to stop the storm?" "I don't know, Mads. The point is, Jesus is always with us, even when the thunder keeps rumbling and the lightning keeps zigzagging through the sky." Madison thought about Jenny's words, and then she closed her eyes and said a new prayer. "God, please stop the storm, but even while it's still going, keep me safe with you." Before long, Madison's heart was calmer and her tears were gone. As the noises of the storm faded, she said one more prayer. "God, help me remember that I'm never alone in the storm." Well, how about you? Have you ever been really afraid? Maybe you're afraid of thunderstorms or getting sick or meeting new people. But the same God who loves you with his whole heart will never leave you alone. Jesus promises to be with you even in the middle of life's scariest moments. When you feel afraid, remember his presence and trust him to take care of you. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, verse 27.
"But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.'"
And our key thought today, you're never alone in life's storms. Imagine you're on a long road trip and you've got another 6 hours to go. What are you going to do with all that time? Why not join the Morrisons down Gilead Lane or Bryce and Ashley on Red Rock Mysteries? CDs and downloads are 20% off on the summer road trip sale. And you can get Red Rock Mysteries books for 20% off too. Find the summer road trip sale at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.